Thank you, Jessica. As Jessica said, our reading this morning was taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah, and it speaks of joy. The joy in Isaiah's case of the nation of Israel having returned to its own land from exile, of its having sprung forth again as a beautiful and glorious place, which was a joy to look at, a place full of beauty, with fertile soil able to support a population, and the security of knowing that their God was with them and that their God will protect them from the surrounding enemies. Now, the idea of Israel protecting itself from the nations around it is one that's particularly relevant at this time, as we look upon, frankly, the abject horror in the Middle East that's unfolding at this time. A conflict that we knew in our hearts hadn't gone away, but we hadn't realized that it was such a tinderbox waiting to explode, as it has with the horrific attack by Hamas and then the sweeping counteroffensive by Israel. We can give thanks to God that we're not there. But it's a hollow thanks. We're not there, but for the grace of God, we could be. There, but for the grace of God, is perhaps something that we often think, or perhaps we're even too comfortable, too used to our own situations and their surroundings, that we don't even realize just how blessed we are. Do you feel blessed? Do you realize how fortunate you are day by day that you have the benefits of living in the Western world, in Edinburgh, not in a war zone, not going to bed wondering if you will have a house in the morning, let alone your life? Or are you a further step removed? Do you take your roof for granted? Do you take your heating for granted? Do you take your food for granted? Do you take your friends for granted? We have so much. Even the materially least of us are unimaginably wealthy compared to many, indeed compared to most of the population of this world. The household goods and foodstuffs that we've gathered today for Fresh Start are a symbol of our participation and our taking part in God's kingdom. Not the future kingdom of God, when Jesus returns and all will be judged according to their lives lived on earth, but the in-between kingdom of God, the one that we live in now, the imperfect one, the kingdom of God which exists in this broken world, the one which comes about through paying attention to God's will and getting involved. But it's so difficult to get involved, isn't it? There is so much need, and I'm only one person. What difference can I make? I don't know if you all have all seen cartoons or stories of this before or heard it. For those listening on telephone lines who can't see, I'm not actually showing a picture on the screen, but you can maybe imagine in your minds, a beach covered in starfish, left stranded on the sand, left behind by the ocean as it recedes. The reason I'm not showing this rather famous cartoon is because I couldn't find a copyright-free version of it, and my own talents as an artist, as a digital artist, were not up to drawing it myself. I did try, and the fact that you're not seeing a picture now shows you how well it went. But the idea of this image of the beach strewn with starfish, and then there are two people on the beach, and one is picking up starfish, picking them up one at a time, walking down to the shore and dropping the starfish back into the ocean. And the other one is asking him, "What are you doing? You're making no difference to all these starfish. There are too many. You'll never save them all." But the one going back and forth to the sea The one carrying a starfish, one at a time, says, "Yes, I know, but it makes all the difference in the world to this starfish." And that's what we need to do. We don't need to solve all the problems of the world. We can pray about all the problems of the world, but we can't solve them. We can't solve them all ourselves. That's within God's power to do, but it's not within the power of each individual person here to be a universal solution for everything. We just need to have the courage, though, to make a difference where we can, to get involved where we can, to make a difference to our own starfish, the ones that we can pick up and help and drop back in the ocean. Now, if you can make a difference to lots of starfish, to lots of situations, I mean, that's brilliant. But you don't have to. You just need to make a difference where you can get involved. But getting involved is a necessary first step to making this difference. Getting involved enables you in trying to live out in our day-to-day lives what it means to be a follower of Jesus, a person who has accepted Jesus and has accepted that Jesus took upon himself the punishments that we deserved for not following God's will. Oh, we've so much to be thankful for. We need to share what we have with those around us. Because for God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son. He didn't ask us, "Because I love you, you love me back." Because God so loved the world, his expression of that love that we receive from him is not just to love him back, but it's to share that love around. It's to spread it out, because the love of God should be overflowing from the hearts and minds and souls of everyone who is a true follower of Jesus. We should want to show others in our lives, in our day-to-day lives, the real fruits and benefit of the love that God has for us and for all of humanity and for all of creation. In our Harvest Thanksgiving Festival, in saying thank you to God, show that thanks. Some of you have shown that thanks by donating goods to Fresh Start, or money, or in your own ways. But that is getting involved. You have shown your thanks to God by getting involved and furthering God's work in the world, by trying to make this world more like God's kingdom in heaven, somewhere that is fair, somewhere that is just, not our earthly conception of justice, but a true sense of what God knows is just. So get involved. Get involved by praying. There is little, I think actually there's nothing that a Christian can do that is more important in getting involved in the world than praying about it. Pray to our God in all situations, at all times. Speak to God. He's always there listening. Tell him what troubles you. Tell him what pains you. But don't just be a mouthpiece. Spend time with God in prayer, listening. Be still and quiet before our God. That is something we can do. That is a huge privilege. That is something else we should be thankful for. Listen to what God is calling you to do. And that may be to have a fervent life of prayer. That may be other things. It may be to help get involved in some of the clubs and things that Jessica was talking about. It may be to help out at Messy Church or in Salt Yard, a thing that requires so much support. We have lots of clubs at Palmerston Place, and they all need support and help. There are lots of things going on in Gorgie Church. They need support and help. if you can help, if you can get involved, do that. And if you're a member of Gorgie and you think, I have a real heart with helping out with the Monday Children's Group in Palmerston Place, don't think, well, that's their church and I'm not helping with that. Because it's your church too. It's God's church. And if you're a member of Palmerston Place and you think, actually, I'm free on a Friday morning, I'd really like to help out at Salt Yard Cafe, go along and do that. Speak to the people at Salt Yard and get involved and don't think, well, that's not our mission. That's not what we do at Palmerston Place. That's Gorgie's thing to do. It's not. It's God's thing to do. And that is what we should be doing. We should be doing all we can to support God's work in this parish, in this united parish, as we hope it will become. Now, there's a staff, there's a ministry team. There's myself and Lisa, primarily based here at Palmerston Place. And then there's Jessica and Dean and Ruben, currently primarily based at the Gorgie end of the parish. But between the five of us, we do form a team. We speak to each other all the time. We know what's going on. And sometimes when we're talking to each other all the time and we're so involved in knowing what's going on in each church, we forget that we're not carrying all of our congregations with us. That although I know something's happening on Gorgie on a Tuesday evening, wider people here may not. So I'd ask for a bit of forgiveness for the ministerial team when we forget that we've not passed on all the information that we've got. But we have that information because we're getting involved. Now we're about to sing a hymn, "By Faith We See the Hand of God." And the opening lines of that hymn are, "By faith we see the hand of God in the light of creation's grand design." And this is the important bit. "In the light of those who prove his faithfulness, who walk by faith and not by sight." Don't sing a lie. Sing it only if you mean it. Sing this only if you are committed to walk by faith, in being thankful to our God and being involved in what our God wants us to be doing in our lives and with our lives. If you feel a call to get more involved, then speak to me or Jessica or Lisa or Dean or Ruben when they're around. Or speak to Tricia or John or Ian, our session clerks. If you're feeling challenged by this, but you're not ready, but you feel it would be helpful to talk about it more, then either try the very difficult task of collaring me at the end of the service, or phone me or email me. My contact details are on the Palmerston Place's website and I think are on the order of service. Nope, they're not on the order of service, but they're on the Palmerston Place website. And we can have a chat. We can meet for a coffee. If you're truly thankful to God, don't let this moment pass. Thank you to those of you who already do so much. And if you're already doing so much that you're tired, don't feel that you always have to keep doing everything. We don't want to keep piling people with more jobs and more jobs. We want to do as much as we can to bring God's kingdom into this parish, but we don't want to do it by breaking those loyal, lovely people that we already have. You can let things go as well, because that will be God's will too. But what I would hope is that when somebody puts something down, we have another person there, eager to pick it up and take it forward. This is what our thanksgiving is about. The fact that we're not still, we're not something that is a dried, failing husk. We are a growing community of God. We have faith and we will have more faith. We have love and we will have more love. We have joy and we will have more joy. The more that we realize we are a family of God, we are among people who know our God, who love our God, who know us and love us too. That is such a support I hope you know that you are loved. I hope that you feel at home here, whether this is the building that you usually worship in or not. This is part of God's family, and I want you to know you are loved and you are welcome here. We're going to sing now.